Kakalosh Boker Tov, we're just going to continue with the halachot Chodesh Tov. This is the halachot of Siman Mem Gimel. We have a few different halachot. This is to do with Ilchot Tfilin. It's actually connected to Tfilin going into the washroom. We just actually learned this in the Daf Yomi yesterday. So Maran brings down in Sif Aleph, Asur Leikanes Al Bet HaKiseh Kavua Lehashtim B'Tfilin Shebirosho, Ki Zira Hashem Yaaseh Bahem Tzrachav. So Maran says that it is prohibited to go into a Bet HaKiseh Kavua in order to do your necessities. We're talking about to urinate, to do number one, with your tefillin in your head, because maybe you're going to do also your excrement there as well, which is the other necessities, number two, and then you're going to have a problem. Remember the difference between a bete kiseh kavua and bete kiseh of which was arai, was a bete kiseh kavua was once they did the excrement, once there becomes a bete kiseh kavua. If it was just number one, just for urinating, that was be considered a bete kiseh arai. Obviously, nowadays we have to understand what is considered kavua and arai, because a lot of nafkaminas, for example, the Ben Sion Abba Shaul brings down in a plane, where exactly when a person makes the excrement, then it gets sucked in. What is that considered? Is that considered bete kiseh kavua or arai? And one of the nafkaminas will be, can I do netilat yadayim in that washroom or not? So that, or if I go in there, do I have to do netilat yadayim when I come out? So there's going to be a lot of different halachot that we have to actually pay attention to. So it says here, v'im ochzam biyado mutal lashtim bahem bete kiseh kavua. If you're going to hold it in your hand, so then you're allowed to come and you're allowed to urinate in a bete kiseh kavua with them. He says, bibete kiseh arai. Now in a bete kiseh, which is not a fixed one, so for example, let's say it's in the fields or in the play, which is not a regular washroom. So it says, mutal lashtim bahem keshemer osho. He's allowed to urinate even though the tefillin are on his head. Aval im ochzam biyado, but if he has them in his hands, asul lashtim bahem mu'umad. You're not allowed to do it standing up. Because at the end of the day, when a person is urinating standing up, there's nitzotzot. Nitzotzot are the sprinkles when he's coming, and it's going to start splashing in different directions. That's going to be when he's standing up. Rather, he has to take them off in the distance of 4 amot, and then he's going to give it to his friends. Now it says here, Maran, מדברי הרמב"ם נראה שאסור להשתין כשם ראשו, בין בבית הכיסא קבוע בין כיסא דרעי ויש אחוש לדבריו. שיטת הרמב"ם was, is that it is always going to be prohibited. Which means, doesn't matter whether it's a בית הכיסא קבוע or רעי, you're never allowed to come and to be mashtin when the tefillin, you're not allowed to urinate when your tefillin are on your head. So therefore you have to actually be careful in this halacha. Now then see if Beti brings down, Beti Kiseh Kavua is that it has excrement, and it's on the Pnei HaSedeh below Chafira, that there's no digging. And Beti Kiseh Arai is, for example, Lashtin Mayim. Shein Adam Olech Bishvilam LeBeti Kiseh, V'Pam Hazot, Naaseh B'Mekom LeBeti Kiseh Techila, there's the first time that he's making the Beti Kiseh over there. So now again, all these things is going to be, there's going to be the differences in what exactly is considered the Beti Kiseh Kavua or not. So we're going to have to get into the different halachot. Another interesting halacha which was, is that when we're talking about bringing in, for example, a sidur or tefillin into the Beta Kiseh, how do you do it? You're in the airport and you have in your backpack, you have your tefillin there. Now you're not going to leave your tefillin outside, right? Even in the Gemara, if you remember, we said there was a difference between having it on the path b'tzidei reshut rabim, because people would walk by and then they would steal it, or if it was going to be on the inside towards the washroom. So therefore also there you're going to have the differences. So we have to actually understand, so how do you do that? So Bli Neder will get more into the halachot as we go along, and we'll try to understand the halachot, whether it's of kis betoch kis, which means one enclosing right inside of another one, or other halachot as well, or for example we're going to speak about a sidur. Is a sidur considered, the fact that the cover of a sidur, is that considered a separate entity in itself or not? So obviously there's going to be nafkaminas also to do with the ilchot geniza, that what happens, for example, if the cover of a sidur falls off, are you chayav and geniza on the cover of the sidur, or is it only the sidur itself? The cover is not going to be chayav and geniza. So Bli Neder will go through the different halachot, we'll try to go through it during these days, B'zat Hashem.